Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, November 4th, 2019. I'm Dan Hyman. After calling for the Ukraine whistleblower to go public, Republicans in the Senate are divided on whether he or she should be allowed to testify in writing. Lawyers for the anonymous government official say that person is willing to answer written questions. Not everyone is in favor. A new poll confirms that about half of the public wants President Donald Trump impeached and removed from office. The NBC Wall Street Journal poll found 49% favor removal, results very similar to several other polls. It may be the world's most valuable company, but how much it's worth is subject to debate. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia had said the initial public offering of state oil company Saudi Aramco might be worth as much as $2 trillion. Now it looks like the value will be closer to $1.5 trillion. Last week, the owners of the Keystone XL pipeline announced its second leak in as many years, 380,000 gallons of oil into a North Dakota wetland. Opponents of that and other pipelines in South Dakota say they're mobilizing again now that a state anti-protest law has been overruled in court.
In 2016, a year-long protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline at Standing Rock failed to stop construction. This year, the state legislature passed the Riot Boosting Act to discourage future protests. The ACLU challenged the laws, and last month a judge blocked key provisions. Lead attorney Stephen Pivar says the law is clear that people who engage in force and violence can be prosecuted, but these laws went beyond that.
All you had to do was encourage somebody to object or protest against the pipeline, and you could go to prison for 25 years if that person then engaged in force and violence.
I'm Roz Brown.
The coast of Virginia is so vulnerable to rising seas that some communities are now seeing flooding there on sunny days. Folks there are pressing lawmakers to put money into the Virginia Shoreline Resiliency Fund for the first time.
The 2016 bipartisan law was passed to help communities fight the effects of rising sea levels and inland flooding, but it has yet to receive a single dollar of funding, according to Yarone Miller with the Pew Charitable Trusts.
We know that for every dollar invested to reduce our risk from flood disasters, we can see $6 in savings from future avoided costs. And so a $50 million investment in the fund could result in $300 million in savings.
Investing in a flood risk reduction program is more urgent than ever, Miller says, pointing out that Virginia has seen 7 presidential disaster declarations related to flooding between 2009 and 2018. I'm Diane Bernard reporting.
This is PNS. The main roads in Baghdad have been blocked in continuing anti-government protests there. More than 250 have been killed in the clashes. Protesters are demanding better and more reliable water and electricity services, but also an end to foreign intervention in their politics by nations including Iran. A fierce storm left 55,000 homes in France without power. Winds in some places exceeded 100 miles an hour. Partial progress against those wildfires in California, the largest blaze, the Kincade Fire in Sonoma County, is now three-quarters contained. Statewide, voters in Missouri have been splitting about 50-50, red and blue. But clean government groups say thanks to gerrymandering, about two-thirds of state House seats are held by Republicans. A year ago, the public voted to reform redistricting, but supporters have had to defend that law against repeated efforts to roll it back.
62% of voters approved the Clean Missouri Amendment, which included a new process to draw new state legislative districts. Kevin Grooms of Kansas City gathered petitions to put Clean Missouri on the ballot in 2018.
We did it, and we won by large margins. All we want is for our issues to have a chance for debate in the state house, and as of now, they have no chance at all. I'm fed up with that.
While several attempts at the state house to overturn parts of Clean Missouri failed this year, supporters say they expect the fight to continue in 2020. Opponents claim that because the amendment included several reforms, some Missourians may not have fully understood what they were voting for. For Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman.
According to AARP, about 3 million grandparents are stepping in to care for their grandchildren full-time, and a good deal of that is due to the opioid crisis.
In Tennessee, high rates of opioid addiction and overdose deaths have left a generation of children without parents. Mitch lives in Knox County. He retired 5 years ago and is now raising two grandchildren.
There has to be some assistance with how do you do this? In Tennessee, there are 77,000 cases of grandparents raising grandchildren, and most of that is opioids. And it's only going to get worse before it gets better.
He also points out that most grandparent caregivers don't receive any financial help. For Public News Service, I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
NASA says a new oven is going to let the astronauts on the International Space Station bake cookies in space for the first time. Until now, most food on the station has been heated by adding hot water. But the point is not better snacks among the stars so much as seeing how baking works in zero G. The first batch is expected to be chocolate chip. I'm Dan Hyman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.